Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Carol Schuler, and she is the volunteer coordinator for the Cass County Hospital and Public Health, and we'll talk a little more about that. But good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Well, just recently at a Healthy Cass meeting, and sometime we can talk more about Healthy Cass, you handed out a little brochure that on the title it says Medical Reserve Corps. And I about passed it by. So folks, if you're listening, don't turn off your hearing, because this involves you, whether you are a medical professional or not, because it goes back to your volunteer coordinator, Carol. This is a group of volunteers.
That's right. This is a way for us to organize lay people, professional people, anybody that wants to volunteer, so that in case of an emergency, we are able to quickly and efficiently contact people in our community to help.
So when we talk about emergencies, I'm going, you know what? We can think all kinds of things when we're talking about emergencies. But let's talk about, there have been some of those in the past where you've called volunteers. What kinds of things qualify as emergencies?
Recently, we had a big snowstorm, and we opened a place where people could come and take shelter. So we called it a shelter, and we organized volunteers to bring in food. We organized volunteers to help babysit. We organized volunteers to help with bedding and bring things in that made people more comfortable. Recently, Xyra had a huge fire. I went there, and the volunteers there helped prepare food, helped find places for people to sleep, and they watched the children while other people did a very important job. I'm trying to think. We have flu clinics, and we use volunteers for those flu clinics. Sometimes they register people. We, of course, have people that do the inoculations, but those are nurses and doctors. Most emergencies have basic problems that a layperson, myself, can help out and do. It might be park cars. It might be make a line go smoothly and help people get food. So all of those are good volunteer opportunities.
So yeah, you don't have to have any special medical skills, as I understand this, Carol. It's kind of the skills you use every day in your own life that could apply any situation.
Absolutely. These volunteers are basic people, Yvonne, just like you and I, who don't have any particular skill, but maybe want to help other people when it comes to an emergency.
And saying want to help, actually this is called I Serve, and you know, that's a lot of people will step up when you say, can you help? Yep, and you can say, I serve. So if somebody wants to volunteer, of course, they could call you, Carol.
Absolutely.
But they could also just go onto their computer and get signed up.
Right. We have a very basic way to sign up. And these people, as a volunteer, would only be called in the case of these emergencies that we're talking about. The way to sign up on a computer is to go to iaserv.org. So it's Iowa Serve. .org and click register now. There is a link there that allows you to choose Iowa Medical Reserve Corps. And of course, I want you to put down Cass County. This is an opportunity to help in Cass County, but other counties also need volunteers.
So I'm thinking there are people who, the snowbirds, for instance, people who live other places part of the year, so they could sign up where they live in that state or that county.
Correct. This is a way that you could serve locally, but you could also serve nationwide if there was an emergency. So when you check the box, you can check Cass County or you could check nationwide depending on your availability. Shelby County, for instance, or Pottawatomie County, for instance. So if you're listening to this program away from Cass County, we would encourage you to do that for them too.
Okay. It's interesting that this is a nationwide program. And probably it's been going on for a little while, Carol. I know you've been working in Cass County to get people to sign up and have been quite successful recently.
Recently, yes. We had a sign up here at the hospital where we caught the people as they came in for lunch and just had them quickly sign up. It's not a long process. I know we also had something on iServe out at the fair. Different places you go can help you sign up if you want. And of course, you could call me if you need help too.
Okay. And what if, so you're needed for whatever reason, and you call us up. It's like you or one of your volunteers would be doing the callings, probably somebody you might even know. and say, oh, well, I'm going to be out of town, sorry, or I can't do that. Is that okay?
Absolutely. That's what's called a volunteer. A volunteer can say no at any point. So, you know, it in the case of an emergency, I'd be surprised, though, how many people change their plans and help out and do serve.
Okay. That's a basic, I think, feeling within a lot of people that, yes, if there is a need, then I really want to help serve. Carol, we'll come back and remind people how to sign up. But let's talk just a little bit about a couple of the other things you do as volunteer coordinator. You have a drive program, for instance?
I do. Thank you, LaVon, for mentioning it. I work here at Cass County Health System, and one of the programs I work with is a transportation program. So we take people to doctor's appointments, and volunteers take people. People need to call me, and I suggest a driver, and that driver would pick up that person and take them. There's no charge for this program, and I've been in this position since 1995, so it's a long-running program, and people really enjoy meeting the people they take. Volunteering's twofold. It really helps that person that you're taking, but we get a great feeling from helping others, and most generally, these people are very gracious and kind and need our assistance. Mm-hmm. So it's good helping good, but we all feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking too, Carol, if somebody just says, you know, occasionally I find people who say, I'm bored, or I really need something to do, they could give you a call, and I'll bet you'd find a spot for them.
Absolutely. My telephone number is 243-7545. I work here at Cass County Health System, and I'd love to talk to them about a volunteer opportunity that they want to do, because with volunteering, you want to do something that's fun for you, that you enjoy, and that will help somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's no pay for this. Is this, like, for those miles, is that tax deductible if they keep a record?
Absolutely, it's tax deductible if you want, and I keep a record also. We also have the public health program has a transportation reimbursement for our folks over the age of 65. So sometimes I'm able to reimburse for mileage, but not always. Lots of times the people are very gracious and want to help out, but also we have those that can't. And so that's the way we help others.
So I think it's important, if you have any questions about this, just not to assume something, not to say, well, that's not going to work. You need to visit with Carol. Now, you've mentioned public health and you've mentioned the hospital. Let's remind people of that connection.
Public health is a department of Cass County Health System. So it's one of the areas public health helps everyone in the community, and it is under the hospital here in Atlantic.
Okay, good. As far as I'm concerned, now I'm editorializing, a good move, I think, because that's where people think about getting help in a lot of different ways. So, Carol, let's remind folks again, if you want to volunteer in any way, first of all, if you have any questions, give Carol a call. And where do I find you in the phone book? What are you listed under?
I'm listed under Cass County Health System, so you can call the hospital, and literally they will put you through to Carol Schuler.
Okay, so that's a good way to start if you have any questions about this program, about any kind of volunteer program. But if you would like to sign up for the Reserve Corps, called the Medical Reserve Corps, but basically called iServe, how do they do that?
You go on your computer to iaserv.org and click on Register Now.
That sounds really simple, Carol.
It really is simple, and it's just a great way to put your name down there that you could be called in case of a need.
Okay, and if you're called and you'd say, I don't know about this, I don't think I can do this, you just visit with Carol, and she will fill you in when you get that call. And again, you said sometimes you need volunteers who do the calling also. It may not be you yourself.
Absolutely. In case of an emergency, there would be a lot of people that would need to be called. So sometimes your job as a volunteer would be to call other volunteers.
Okay. Great way to, I think, get that payment of feeling good about serving and not making a huge commitment on time and effort, but saying, I'm here when I'm needed. So we want to thank you very much, Carol Schuler, for visiting with us. And of course, Carol is the volunteer coordinator for Cass County Health Services and Public Health. Until next time, just remember, I serve.